So if you're in trans voice and you're like more advanced, like you're getting the results you want on the phone, people are gendering you right, coaches are telling you you sound good, feedback from online is that you're doing a good job, right? And with strangers, you feel like you're nailing it. But with the people that know you the best, like friends, family, people that knew you pre-transition, partners, like it's harder to do this around them. It feels like like you're walking a tightrope, right? Like you're always performing. Like you're like, okay, I'm like either on or off. Like I either sound like masculine or feminine. Like I'm always walking this tightrope and it feels like all this pressure and it's like really annoying. The thing is, like, reframe how you're thinking about this. It's not actually that you're walking this tightrope. Really what you're worrying about, if your sound is good, right? What you're worrying about is, you know, it's not this at all. You're replacing their expectation of how you sound. Everybody in their head has an idea, you know, of how you used to sound pre-transition. And the more you speak in the voice you want to, the more you replace that expectation in their head. And it doesn't take as long as you think. It doesn't take years. It really doesn't. It takes like sometimes weeks, sometimes months, you know, maybe. Like it really doesn't take that long of talking in one way. And then you'll find like they might see an old video of you that you show them, or like maybe you use like a deeper voice or like a higher voice, you know, if you're going for a more masculine one, like you use a voice that's different and like, you know, maybe pre-transition voice or whatever, or like a joke voice, and they'll be like, whoa, like, wow. And that will now be the expectation that you're contradicting. So it just goes to show, like, whenever you're talking to people pre-transition, don't think about like walking this tightrope. Just think about, okay, I'm putting money in the bank towards replacing how I sound to them in their head. And the more that I do that, you know, the closer I will get to this feeling of like, oh, I've completely overwritten how I sound to them and I don't have to worry about this anymore. It's about changing what consistency means. Consistency now in that context is not about perfection. Consistency is just the more consistent you are, the easier you replace that expectation in their head. So you're just like, the more consistency you have, the more you are investing in replacing this. And it just makes it easier for you. So now consistency can feel like something that's actually useful instead of just being this thing where consistency just means like, oh, I have to be perfect all the time. That feels like crap, right? Like that's really not what it's about. And you'll find that like when you're talking around strangers, it's easier, isn't it? Like, and that's more where it's about this tightrope, but like that's the thing that's easier. It's the people that know you the best that it's the hard thing about. So try to reframe it like this. It'll be a lot simpler and it'll feel a lot better.